My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We're about to hear from the great Doc Pandya. Out to the River Islands guest line we go. Time for Cleared to Play. Take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Hey, Doc, what's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good, but I imagine your social media feeds are quite busy with all of these injuries. Must be football season. Debo Samuel, what do you want to tell our audience?
So, you know, I think in general, you know, Debo had a relatively healthy season last year, except for that scapular fracture, but these soft tissue injuries are what we were always concerned about. What we worry about a little bit more with him is that it's early on in the season. These calf injuries can sometimes take 3 to 4 weeks to get better. And as we're learning with Christian McCaffrey, sometimes a calf can become an Achilles issue. So obviously concerned about him. It seemed like he was able to get up and actually do another play after he sprained the calf. But obviously something to be concerned about, particularly early in the season with a lot of games coming up on turf this year for them.
And when you look at the calf, and we've talked about this before, not all calf injuries are created equally. Is it better off to have a higher calf strain, or does that portend possibly to potential knee issues?
I think a higher calf strain definitely is much safer. Very rarely will you see a high calf issue and a knee kind of go hand in hand. The reason why a higher calf issue is better is, number one, it's farther away from the Achilles, and it's more in the muscle. And we know that pure muscle injuries, as opposed to muscle injuries that occur where they transition in the tendon, are much worse. So higher up, probably just a muscle issue. Hopefully that's all it is, and we get less worried about it. Those are those 2 to 3 week injuries versus one that goes a little bit lower down. Those you get a little bit more concerned about. And those are the ones that sometimes draw out to 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Doc, let's talk Christian McCaffrey. Kyle Shanahan sort of indicated like nobody knows if he's going to be ready when the IR stint is up. When it's up, it's a turf game Thursday night immediately the next week. I mean, how are you looking at this? A 49er fan should think what in terms of an expectation here?
I think the expectation, without knowing the specifics, but just seeing how this has all played out, that this is going to be a 6, 7, 8 week long process. I think 4 weeks, they're going to maybe give him a go and see how he feels. But just because he comes out of IR, you know, 4 weeks from now, it doesn't mean he's going to go in and play in a full game. This may just be, okay, let's get him into practice. Let's see how the Achilles feels. Honestly, with most of these, knowing that in the general population, this takes about 3 months to get better, I would not be surprised if we see a prolonged Christian McCaffrey return. So if he comes off of IR and it's like, look, it's going to be another couple weeks, I don't think people should be concerned. I think that's the natural history of how long these take to get better, particularly at his position where he's explosive. And part of this is just, we just don't know how it's going to feel when he plays. He could look great. He goes out full contact practice and it's like, ooh, I need another couple weeks. So my fingers are crossed, but I'm not super hopeful this is going to be immediately Christian McCaffrey playing at week 5 after he's, you know, off of the IR.
What's the ramp up like once he's able to be cleared? If it's after 6 weeks or 7 weeks or 8 weeks, is he going to need a certain amount of time to go through practice before he can even play at all?
Yeah, ideally you wouldn't. A lot of it has to depend on, you know, how conservative are they with him during IR? Are we going to see him in a boot? Is he going to potentially just be walking around? So let's just assume that they do nothing for the next couple of weeks. They're just shutting him down. He's just doing stuff in the training room. You might need a 2 to 3 week ramp up simply because of what he's doing. Now, if he was a lineman, he was a kicker, you could probably get him back out there pretty quickly, but he's essentially straining that Achilles every single play he's out there. So that ramp up may be, you know, 25% intensity that first week, then 50%. So it could be a couple week ramp up before we see full participation Christian McCaffrey, even when he comes off the IR.
Doc Pandya with us. And I know this question's been out there, but I think it's good to keep reiterating it because it's probably on the minds of our listeners and 49er fans. What is the risk whenever he's feeling healthy for recurrence and rupture?
Yeah, so the risk of recurrence, if you look at all athletes who get diagnosed with Achilles tendonitis, most studies show that risk is somewhere between 4 to 10%. So the vast majority of athletes who get Achilles tendonitis will not tear their Achilles, but that risk is not minimal. The risk of recurrence, as long as you allow this to calm down and there aren't any chronic issues in that tendon, meaning this isn't something that's going to leave degeneration in that tendon where it's going to be an issue that kind of goes on for a period of time, the risk of recurrence is pretty low. But what I do get worried for a running back who's over the age of 28, who's had a lot of touches, are there already some changes in that tendon? So is he going to get more at risk to having pain and an impact on his performance? That's what I get worried about.
Tua Tagovailoa has been placed on IR with the Miami Dolphins after a third concussion, and this one looked to be almost as severe as the previous two. When you get to that third concussion stage, what is the not only the likelihood of another concussion to happen, but how much time it would take to recover once you have three of these?
Yeah, I think, you know, with each concussion, there is differing degrees of severity, but each time we've seen him on the field, these have been pretty significant concussions. We see him posturing on the field. Everyone's extremely worried about him. So each subsequent hit that that brain takes is more susceptible to get another concussion. And then you're also kind of piling up all those secondary changes from having these repeated impacts. So I think the duration of which he's going to take to come back from this is going to be much longer. And secondarily, then that risk of getting it again is really, really high. And you know, honestly, that risk of concussion, how it impacts you is different in that each position. Obviously, for a quarterback who has to process a lot of information at a high rate and has to kind of be dodging individuals, that time to come back from a concussion could be significantly longer than, say, someone who's not playing at a position where there's a lot of fast processing that has to take place. So could this be 4, 5, 6 weeks worth of recovery for him? Absolutely. It sounds like he's going to meet with outside neurologists. But I think this is at the point at which he needs to decide, what are the risks? What does it mean for my career? And I'm willing to take those. And that's a very personal decision for him. I don't think anyone else should be making that decision for him.
Doc, also, with everything going on with 49er pass catchers, Ricky Pearsall would be eligible week 5. Is that crazy? Could he be ready to go by then?
I think absolutely he could. I mean, the fact that you saw him a couple days afterwards, you know, no sling, moving his arm around, it sounded like he's back in the training room and training. So I think from a physical standpoint, it sounds like everything would be in line for this soft tissue injury to heal. The key question is, what's going to happen when contact comes? Can he be aggressive? Can he handle any kind of discomfort there? But just purely from a muscle standpoint and the way he's moving his arms in the videos we see, I think it's absolutely possible. And it's pretty remarkable that that's what we're talking about, particularly with two of the offensive weapons potentially not being out for a couple of weeks. We may see Ricky Pearsall being that person who contributes, which is pretty crazy after a gunshot wound just a couple weeks ago.
It's wild. Like, I was uncomfortable even asking you that question, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, it just once again speaks to how lucky he was and how his body has been able to heal through this process. Just simply remarkable.
Doc, thanks, man. We love it. Appreciate you.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Okay, there it is. Doc Pandya, and the proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.